Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
30 KNSS.
Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. Now 8:48 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Steamy weather continues across central Kansas today. Heat advisory posted.
Two.
Nationwide gasoline prices down 6 cents over the past 2 weeks.
One.
Autopsy complete on accused sex offender billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Results pending. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And the traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. Once again, in the last half hour, we've had a hit-and-run traffic accident in North Wichita, 17th and Pyatt. Looking for a white Dodge Charger with front-end damage. Hit-and-run at 17th and Pyatt. Police are on the scene. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Heat advisory today, sunny and hot with a 20% chance for showers and storms later today and a high of 99 degrees. 40% chance for showers and storms tonight, the overnight low 71. Tuesday, 20% chance for rain early, then turning sunny. Tomorrow's high 89. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour and 79 degrees. Stephen, 10 in the morning, the risks of undergoing surgery as we get older.
This is House Call for Health. It can be a tough call for older patients or their younger relatives who help care for them. Should they have major surgery and run the risk of suffering a loss of mental function? There's a widespread belief that after surgery, older patients become more mentally fuzzy. A new study may help in the decision-making. Researchers found that, yes, there is a connection between major surgery and a decline in memory and other cognitive functions. In a small number of cases, the decline was severe, but on average, the researchers found that the mental loss was small, about 5 months' worth of natural aging. Researchers in the journal BMJ don't have an explanation for the connection, but it's suspected that anesthesia could play a role. Health experts say doctors should clearly lay out the risks, especially when the surgery is not a matter of life or death. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Coming up on the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning, they're going to be talking about Jeffrey Epstein found dead in his cell and all of the controversies. Some questions that need to be answered, I guess. And Glenn Beck will be coming up live at 9 o'clock this morning on KNSS. Stocks stumbled Friday as worries flared again that President Donald Trump's war with China, trade war, might be worsening. The S&P lost 19 points Friday. The Dow was down 90. NASDAQ dropped 80 points. In the commodities markets, benchmark U.S. crude oil jumped $1.96 to settle at $54.50 a barrel in New York. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted. And Ted, Wichita Police Department's got something going. We're going to have some sort of announcement this afternoon. Is that right?
So this afternoon at 2 o'clock, the police department is holding a joint news conference, and that's going to be along with the U.S. Marshals Service, and they'll be talking about what they call the success of a recent collaborative effort to reduce violent crime in Wichita called Operation Triple Beam. Marshals Service and the Wichita Police will be discussing that this afternoon.
And give us a few more details this afternoon. All right, it's 8:51, Steve and Ted, and one of the Mississippi chicken processing plants caught in an immigration raid plans a job fair today. Illinois-based Cook Foods, spelled K-O-C-H, by the way, Cook Foods says it will be recruiting new workers for its Morton plant at a state job center in nearby Forest. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it arrested about 243 workers in Morton Wednesday, one of a series of raids at seven plants in six towns. In all, about 680 workers were arrested at the sites. It's 8:53 now, Steve and Ted, remodeling a retail center in South Wichita. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, there's new movement at a South Wichita mixed-use development. It's called Saddle Creek Crossing, and it's a longtime retail center at 47 South and Broadway. It used to be called South City Center. Lang Real Estate is completing a major remodel of the center that was anchored by a Kmart until 2017. Lang's Triple Crown Realty Trust bought the property in 2015. One of Textron Aviation's biggest customers has secured additional funding that will drive orders for aircraft work done in Wichita. Wheels Up is a private aviation company. It's raised $128 million. That means, that means the company is set up for expansion. And further, it means the purchase of more aircraft from Textron Aviation in Wichita. Back in 2013, Wheels Up ordered 105 Beechcraft King Air airplanes. And a Wichita developer says a renaissance is happening in Wichita. George Laham provided an update to about 300 people gathered for a connecting ICT event. Laham says developers are going to change the south side of Douglas to build a riverfront village. Laham's update was part of the event in which attendees listened to updates, then had the chance to provide their opinions about what development should happen in the area. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I'm sure you remember the big heat wave of 1936, do you not?
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, here in Wichita, on this date in 1936, Wichita reached its all-time record high of 114 degrees.
Wow.
This had been the sixth straight day of 100-degree-plus heat and the fourth straight day in which the temperature had reached or exceeded 110 degrees.
Man.
Overall, Wichita recorded triple-digit heat each afternoon from August 7th to the 26th, a span of 20 days. Now, this, too, is a record for the city in terms of consecutive days on which the high had reached or exceeded 100 degrees. So, that's the big heat wave.
That's a tough stretch, man.
Yeah, big heat wave of 1936. Well, did you watch or listen to the Chiefs the other night, beating the Bengals?
Heck yeah, I watched them, and, you know, it's one of those deals. It is the first, you know, preseason game,
yeah.
But I still watch because I'm ready for football.
Oh, I am too, and I don't know what we can glean from it, except as Mitch Holtz was saying a few minutes ago with us, they got a lot of speed on that team, a lot of
speed. You bet, absolutely. I like that little number 25.
Yeah, he really showed us some stuff, and Mahomes, they only kept him in for one series, but he completed all his passes, got a touchdown, go take it easy.
That's plenty. You bet.
That's kind of the way Ted is, you know, he sparkles. And then he's gone.
And then,
you know what I'm
bye.
Saying?
And then he's gone.
Yeah. It's just like,
love you, bye.
And that's it. And you remember
it. And then
he's
got the visor on, walking the sideline.
Yeah. That's all he's got to do. But anyway, it looks like the Chiefs looking pretty good so far. And we, of course, here at KNSS at 98.7 and 1330 are the radio voice of the Chief or the radio station of the Chiefs this year, as we were last year. It's been an exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
And
fingers crossed for this year.
This could be it. Hey, school class is beginning in 2 days now. I got some grandkids that are ready to rock and roll.
Where did summer go?
Oh, yeah. Coming up at 9 o'clock, nationwide gas prices have been dropping. That story's coming up at 9 here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 79 degrees.
Here's Robert Babst, president of Metal Finishing Company, on what Syndio HRO did for his company.
Many years ago, we struggled with various aspects of our business. Work comp was an issue for us. Being able to offer a competitive benefits package was an issue for us. The PEO relationship has allowed us to really offer a world-class benefits package to our employees to attract and retain the best employees. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.